Radiostörfunk live vom Jazz Art Festival 2019. Und am Mikrofon ist jetzt Vincent Perani. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
So, shortly after the concert, what's your first impression about the audience, the music, the venue, whatever?
It was a warm and friendly audience, which is good for us because, I mean, it helps a lot anytime for the music and also the venue, which is quite, you know, not so big, so we can, I know, you mean, see the people, feel the people, so it's better for the exchange and experiment during the evening. And yeah, I just feel for the moment a little bit tired, but excited too, because yeah, we had a nice show, and also, you know, it's with a new guy, with a trumpet player. This is the first concert with him, and it was really, he was really impressive. I mean, so yeah, we are really happy about what happened.
So the venue is very special. It's a church. Have you ever played in a church before?
Yeah. I mean, I played a lot in church before as a classical musician in solo, and we play also sometimes with, how can I say, unique venue. Yeah, because, okay, this church, then it was a hospital, so this is something special here, and yeah, we did it sometime, and actually it makes the music feel different, and we feel different, of course, so some stuff are happening on stage, we don't know, so it's a nice experiment.
It's a kind of inspiration.
Yeah, or not, but tonight it was good, it was good, yeah.
You played recently with a big band, now with a quintet. So there's a formation préférée pour vous? Or is,
I would say I love to play in duo because to meet people, musician, you know, and or just human being, you know, it's a good way because we're just two people on stage and we have to talk together, and so sometimes it's just magical because you don't know what you're gonna do, but you know the music is here, and this is the purpose of our life. I mean, and we just, you know, go on stage and try to share this thing, you know, between us and with the audience. So I did a lot of duo with different, many different musicians in many kind of music. So yeah, I like this one, but of course, I just like to be, to change, you know. For example, during a moment, I do duo, then I'm kind of fed up with duo, so I say, oh, maybe I need some electric stuff with, okay, let's play with the quintet, and then, okay, let's go back to classical music, and then, okay, let's play with the big band. Because I just like the different things, you know, yeah.
Your new CD, Living Being 2, has two Led Zeppelin songs on it. How does it come?
Yeah.
Sounds strange.
What is strange?
Strange, Led Zeppelin. I know Led Zeppelin as a hard rock band, and I don't... for me, it's difficult to think about a jazz record and Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I play the accordion. So if I was, you know, nice, and if I obey to the different people, I would play like just musette, you know, in France. You play accordion, so you're gonna play this kind of music. But I grew up with Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix. It was, you know, my favorite band. And after a while, I was like, yeah, I play music. I love this music, this rock music, but come on, I play the accordion. I will not be able to play this music, you know, and I was really sad. And then, after a while, I was telling myself, who cares about what instrument you play? I just want to play this music, so let's find a way to play this music. So, playing, you know, rock music or world music, classical music, it's not obvious with this instrument, but, you know, it's music. So we just need... Together with the band, we just need to find a way to express ourselves, you know, with this kind of song composition, covers, and it just we play songs that we love, that I love, because mm-hmm. I propose, you know, this song. So mm-hmm. we just find to try to figure out how to play it. Mm-hmm. You know.